Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 121, and Rylan, go ahead and get started with your disclaimer.
Make sure to join our Discord. I say this every single episode, but you guys don't listen. So, you should go join our Discord. Over 20,000 of you guys hear this every time you listen to one of our episodes weekly. Join our Discord. It's not that difficult.
It's really, really not. All right.
It's a click of a button.
Yeah. All right. Red Dead Redemption PC price confirmed as pre-orders go live.
Yeah. It's the original Red Dead Redemption game, not the second one. So if you guys don't care about it, get over it. It says here, pre-orders went live today for the highly anticipated PC port of Red Dead Redemption. It's final revealing the cost at $50. So this is the US dollars. I don't know about the other countries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's the price listed across Steam, the Epic Game Store, and Rockstar's own website. No, it says here on Thursday that $50 will get you the complete single-player experiences of Red Dead Redemption and the Undead Nightmare expansion. So you can play the zombies as well with it.
Yeah.
It says here, as well as bonus content from the Game of the Year edition, it does not, however, include multiplayer. Of course it doesn't.
Why would it?
It's an old...
Yeah.
Why would you want multiplayer?
You can play Red Dead Redemption 2 for multiplayer.
Yeah. You're not allowed in Red Dead 1. It wasn't a thing then. But I got here, Rockstar finally announced earlier this week that, the PC version will arrive on October 29th, a full 14 years after Red Dead Redemption's first launched on the PS3 and Xbox 360 back in 2010. Same year Black Ops 1 came out.
Yeah. Yeah. Hard to believe it's been that long, but yeah.
Yeah, it was 2 years
old. I'm old.
But I got here, in addition to the aforementioned content, it'll also include the following features: a native 4K resolution and beyond at up to 144 hertz on supported hardware. You get 4K resolution and 144 hertz
not
for
bad.
A 360 game.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Yeah. Monitor support, both ultra wide, so 21.9, and also super ultra wide with 32.9. Full keyboard and mouse support, so you can play keyboard. I don't know why you would play keyboard, but if you want to, I guess.
I'd use controller like I do for any other game on my PC.
Easier to move, also, there's upscaling technology support for, NVIDIA DLSS 3.7 and AMD FSR 3.0. NVIDIA DLSS frame generation and adjustable draw distance, shadow quality settings, and more. So you can just fix the settings and the way it looks and everything like that.
Yeah.
It says here, the long-requested PC version was developed by Double 11, which also worked on Red Dead Redemption's PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch ports. Before this week's official announcement, it was long rumored and all but, confirmed after the PlayStation Store bizarrely claimed in August that the game was now on PC. Then we kind of talked about this, didn't we?
We did. I remember. Yep.
Yeah, because they leaked it kind of on the PlayStation Store.
It was a leak that it was coming to PC. Yep.
Yeah.
And now it's confirmed.
It was in the bio and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they basically confirmed it then.
Which, that's why I was confused. Why was PlayStation leaking the PC port of Red Dead? Didn't make any sense, but...
Now we know.
Yeah. All right. You have anything else with that?
No, but... See, IGN's review of the 2010, Red Dead Redemption game, they gave it a 9.7 out of 10. Wow. Calling it one of the deepest, most fun, and gorgeous games around. So they said...
That's pretty impressive. It's good. That was 14 years ago. It's a 14-year-old game.
Yeah. For that time, though.
Yeah, for that time, though. Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
GTA on a horse.
Yeah. That's pretty basically fun. What it is. GTA on a horse.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto horse.
Yeah.
You can't steal horses.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Call of Duty Black Ops 6 confirms exciting zombies mode details.
Thought you guys would like this topic because, zombies I plus do. Black Ops 6 is coming out.
When is it coming out?
It's like the 26th, isn't it, of October?
Maybe. I think so.
It's around. I need to
get Game Pass back so I can play it.
Oh, my Game Pass renewed earlier. Microsoft took $21 out of my account.
Out of your account?
It didn't take it on mobile. It took it on mobile.
Oh, that's dumb.
I know. But I got here. Treyarch has good news in store for Zombies fans eagerly awaiting the launch of Call of Duty. October 25th. Not 6th. 25th.
25th. Yeah.
Yeah. One day off.
Close enough.
But Call of Duty Black Ops 6, promises, an enhancing new single-player story campaign set in the early 90s centered around the Gulf War. Multiplayer fans are looking forward to the 16 original 6v6 maps at launch. Yeah, there's going to be 16 whole maps at launch. Which is ridiculous. It's a lot of maps.
Yeah, it is.
It says here, and, many Call of Duty Zombies players are thrilled about the return of round-based zombies. It's been 4 years since Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, the latest game in the blockbuster shooting franchise to feature the series-beloved round-based, zombies format. Really, the zombies now are washed, me especially.
Well, if it's not Treyarch.
Which, yeah,
Treyarch. I didn't play Cold War Zombies, though.
I didn't either. We only played the multiplayer. We never tried the zombies. We could have played it.
We could have. We just never
got in.
Just played the multiplayer because we was dominating.
Yeah,
people sucked on there.
But yeah, says here, some Quint entries attempted to shake up the zombies experience, like with Trash Vanguard. They disappointed fans with its roguelike inspired spin, to the mode. Last year, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 introduced the first ever open world Call of Duty Zombies experience in Modern Warfare Zombies, I guess, or MWZ, which was largely molded by Call of Duty Warzone. With Call of Duty Black Ops 6 Zombies, fans are excited to jump back into the classic round based zombies once more. And it says here, Treyarch has, already shown off, both of the mode's launch maps. Terminus and Liberty Falls. And Liberty Falls is based off of
West Virginia.
Like, half the maps in this new game.
Which is cool, though. Like, we didn't know that, and we played the beta, and like, back on, most of these maps are from West Virginia.
Yeah, we didn't know. Like that supermarket map or whatever, it's based on like West Virginia. I don't know where, but
probably like Corridor G or something like that. Like
maybe
Canal City.
But it says here, on the latest episode of Call of Duty's COD Pod podcast. Yeah, we just shouted out another podcast.
They should shout us out.
Yeah, they should. Treyarch mentioned, several pieces of news, zombies fans are sure to be excited about. And firstly, the team confirmed that all Call of Duty Zombies, like famous musician Kevin Sherwood, will be involved in Black Ops 6's soundtrack.
I don't know who that is.
So, we're going to, I guess that's the guy who made the zombies theme for like the Black Ops 1 and 2.
Oh, so he's cool.
I like it. Yeah, he's good.
Well, I mean, you heard like the multiplayer music. It had like a little bit of a beat, kind of like Black Ops 2. Like, yeah. Kind of.
I want to see what the zombies is going to be like. Yeah. The multiplayer soundtrack is good.
Yeah, it sounded good because you could just tell just a little bit kind of threw back towards Black Ops 2. Yeah. Like, it had that kind of a beat.
Too. Yeah. It says here he's going to be composing the songs for both the zombie maps, Easter eggs, additionally. So he's going to be like doing that for the songs for the zombies maps. It says, and or Easter egg.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
Additionally, Treyarch confirmed that, you know, Black Ops 6 Zombies will be home to, you know, more in-game advance, you know, than prior Call of Duty Zombie experiences as the seasons roll on. And lastly, a third round-based Zombies map will be joining Terminus and Liberty Falls in Black Ops 6 before the end of 2024. So there's only going to be like two Zombies maps until this next one. It doesn't even say the name of it, but there's going to be another one. But Treyarch confirmed more details about the Black Ops 6 Zombies. You know, as I said, you know, Kevin Sherwood, he's going to be composing two Easter egg songs. Black Ops 6 Zombies will host more in-game events than previous games, and a third Zombies map will be added. So,
yeah, cool.
That's about it.
I'm really excited for this game.
Yeah, I know. I want to see how the zombies is.
We didn't get the beta for the zombies.
I know.
The multiplayer, yeah, it was really good. I love the movement, though. Like, I know we always talk about the movement, but man, it is good.
I know. Especially when you dive off a building.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Sky View or whatever crap's called?
Yeah, it was one. It was like that. That was
just ridiculous. Dive off the side of the building.
You'll be shooting that guy.
Oh. Well, you'll be shooting somebody, and then they'll dive off the side. I was like, daggone.
I seen that happen like six times. This was in like one match.
It's funny.
It was funny.
All right. It says Grand Theft Auto 6's second trailer could be closer than we think.
Talking about some. Yeah, good games coming out. Yeah. Black Ops 6, Grand Theft Auto 6. the highly anticipated second trailer of Grand Theft Auto 6 could be arriving in November as Take-Two Interactive, you know, confirms that it will hold a new quarterly earnings call on November 6th. While this might not seem relevant to Grand Theft Auto 6's second trailer, Rockstar Games' parent company, Take-Two Interactive, has been known to reveal new game trailer screenshots and announcements before, you know, new earning calls, with the title's first trailer being announced on the same day as the call in November of last year. It's crazy it's already been that long since the first trailer.
I know.
November of last year. It doesn't even feel that long ago. But it says here, Rockstar Games, you know, finally gave us fans the first official look at Grand Theft Auto 6 with an epic trailer in December 2023. And it was a minute and 31 seconds long. It has gone on to create history, being viewed over 213 million times at the time of this writing, it says. But it was on, you know, November 8th of 2023 that Rockstar announced a, you know, first trailer be on the way. Coincidentally, November 8th, you know, was the very same day that Take-Two Interactive held a new quarterly earnings call. As we approach the 1 year anniversary of the first trailer, you know, fans are desperate to hear more news about, you know, Grand Theft Auto 6.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to hear some too. I want to see what gonna be about, because the new protagonist is a girl. she's not a
yeah.
comedian.
It's weird.
I want to see how that's gonna go. But it says here, while there's no confirmation from either Rockstar Games or Take-Two Interactive, fans are still speculating that history could be about to repeat itself. As the latter confirms a new quarterly earnings call will take place on November 6th. If this goes down anything like it did last year, Rockstar Games may confirm the release date for the game's second trailer on the same day as, Take-Two's earnings call. But, as Rockstar is a studio that remains tight-lipped on its projects until they are ready to reveal more, it's important to keep, expectations in check. So, GameRoll, this guy on Twitter, he posted this here. It says here, Take-Two will host their next investors call on Wednesday, November 6th. September for some reason. Last year, Rockstar Games announced GTA 6, first trailer on the same day as this call, which also occurred on a Wednesday. Please keep in mind, there's nothing is guaranteed. All we can do is hope for the best. So this is just, you don't know if they're
right, really right.
Not trailer yet. Just there's a possibility they might, and everything.
Right. Well, we talked about a couple weeks ago that GTA 6 might be delayed till 2026. We don't know. That was a rumor too, but
it says here also, the last Take-Two Interactive earnings call, came back in August, and while there were no new images or trailers shared before the call, the company did reaffirm Grand Theft Auto 6's fall 2025 release window. So they're saying it's gonna be 2025.
Yeah.
But there's also a possibility that's gonna be later in 2026, as we talked about previously on this podcast.
Yeah, I hope it does come out in 2025.
Yeah, so that's the said release window. They might have to fix stuff. We don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a huge game, so it could be delayed,
It's the most anticipated game of the year, especially. People have been waiting 11 years.
Long time. Yeah. Back on.
But it says here, while the studio had already, previously stated that the game would be launching in the final months of 2025, a Twitter user claimed, be delayed to 2026. We just talked about it. Bloomberg reporter Jason Trenner would go on to debunk the rumor, followed by Take-Two's reaffirmation. So, it's going to come out in 2025.
As of right now.
Saying here. That's what it's saying right now.
As of right now, yeah.
But we don't know.
Nobody knows except for Rockstar.
So
and even they may not completely know because it could be delayed, so you never know.
Yeah, because they could run into a whole bunch of technical glitches and whatnot and all that, so you don't really know or anything.
No.
But yeah, we don't know release date of the second trailer, just it might be in November. That's what it's saying here, at least, because, that's the next earning call or whatever, so. Yeah. That's all I got on that.
Alright, well, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for watching or listening. Watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Follow our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Twitter, Instagram, everything but Facebook. We got TikTok, buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify and TeePublic.
Yep.
Also, we made a sports podcast, so if you're into sports, listen to us on there. It is Brothers Sports Podcast. If you want some sports news, weekly sports news, we go through a couple topics, usually two.
Yep.
Per week. So awesome. Go over and give us a listen.
Yep. I do have an announcement to make.
Okay.
You know how we don't have Facebook?
Did you make a Facebook?
I made us a Facebook.
Nice. So we do have Facebook.
So we finally have a Facebook now. We also we have 25 followers already. Also.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, make sure I'll give Ashton the link to her Facebook, and he can put it down in the description so you guys can go follow us on Facebook if you have Facebook. And you know, we also have our other socials, you know, Instagram, TikTok. We don't really post on TikTok much, but when we do,
it's there.
You should like it. And like and follow. But yeah, as Ashton said, you know, follow us, Redbubble. Not follow us. Get our merch, you know, Redbubble Printify TeePublic. On TeePublic, we have a whole bunch of different designs and stuff.
And Rylan actually bought some merch.
Yeah, I got some merch. I'm not going to get it until next week, though. I did get some merch. So look out for that the next time we record.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and probably be in person next time we record.
Yeah. It will be, because it's next Friday.
Well, after this week. There. We'll, of course, record this next episode in like 2 seconds right now. But
yeah.
Next week, we'll record in person.
We finally do have Facebook and everything, so it's pretty cool. There's follow our socials, get the merch, a whole bunch of different designs on TeePublic. And you can help support us, because it actually gives us money back in TeePublic. Right. So
I think it's like $1 per sale or something like that.
Something like that. But, you know, yeah, thank you guys for listening. That's all I got.
All right. Appreciate you guys for listening. Catch you in the next episode.